Today we're building something seriously useful in Ableton Live 12, an Amen percussion layer system that sits on top of a heavyweight sub and makes the whole drop hit bigger without turning the low end into soup. And just to be clear, this is not about slapping a full Amen loop on the track and calling it a day. That's the easy move, and it usually gets messy fast. What we want here is precision. We're using the Amen like a sculpting tool, not a nostalgia sticker. We're pulling out slices, ghost hits, little rhythmic fragments, and using them to add motion, attitude, and perceived loudness, while the sub stays clean, centered, and unapologetically heavy. This approach is perfect for modern DNB, jungle-influenced bass music, darker rollers, aftime pressure, anything in that 174-175 BPM zone where the drums need to feel alive but the sub still has to own the floor. So first thing, make sure your core drop is already working before you add the Amen layer. That means your sub, kick, and snare should already feel solid on their own. If the foundation is weak, the break layer won't fix it. It'll just expose the problems. As a working target, keep the master peaking somewhere around -6 to -8 dB before final limiting. That gives you enough headroom to stack percussion without crushing the transient energy. In this style, clarity is what makes aggression feel bigger. A clean punch always feels heavier than a loud blur. Now let's build the layer. Drop an Amen break onto an audio track, then use slice to new MIDI track. For most cases, I'd start with transient slicing if you want a more performance style result, or 1/16 if you want a more deliberate grid-based edit. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, and that's where the fun starts. The key move here is this. Don't just loop the break. Recompose it. Keep the original break muted as a reference. Then build a new MIDI clip using only the slices you actually need. In most cases, I'd start with just 5 or 6 useful hits. Maybe 1 snare, 1 ghost snare, 1 hat, 1 shuffle, 1 texture hit. That's enough to build a whole language. Think rolls, not layers. Give each slice a job. 1 for attack, 1 for shuffle, 1 for tension, 1 for air. If 2 slices are doing the same thing, mute 1. Less duplication, more intention. If a slice needs more control, open it in simpler. Trim the start so there's no dead air. Add a tiny fade, maybe 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to stop clicks. If you want it to behave like a strict one-shot, keep warp off and use one-shot mode. For heavy DNB layer, you want these to feel like engineered hits, not dusty loop leftovers. You can also shape the character of each slice a little. Shorten the decay if you want it staccato. Low pass a fizzy slice if it's too bright. Try tiny pitch changes on selected hits, maybe -2 to +3 semitones, just to add contrast and motion. Even a slightly early start on a snare fragment can increase urgency. Now program the groove against the bass, not on top of it. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They copy the main kick and snare pattern, stack the Amen exactly on top, and wonder why it sounds flat or crowded. The better move is to let the Amen interlock with the bass line. It should support the groove, answer the bass, and create tension in the gaps. A good starting idea is to play strong Amen snare fragments on beats 2, and 4 only if the main snare needs reinforcement. Then add ghost slices just before or after those hits, so the rhythm feels like it's leaning forward. Put lighter hat or tick fragments on offbeats or in the spaces the bass leaves open. In darker rollers, I like to think of the percussion as chasing the bass. The bass says something on the downbeat, and the Amen layer answers in the gap. That call and response feeling is what gives the drop menace and movement. Now the biggest technical rule in the whole lesson. Keep the low end out of the way. Put EQ8 on the Amen group and high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the material. If it's muddy, take a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. If the snare slice is poking too hard in the harsh zone, gently tame 3 to 5 kHz. And if it needs a little air, you can add a tiny lift around 8 to 10 kHz, then use utility to keep the layer under control in stereo. If the sample has weird spread, narrow it. If there's any low-end energy in the layer, keep it centered or even mono. The sub should own the real foundation. This percussion is here to reinforce impact, not compete for floor space. A really nice advanced move is to split the Amen layer into 2 chains inside an audio effect rack. 1 chain can handle the low-mid body, mono and filtered. The other can handle the brighter sheen, maybe a bit wider and more airy. That way, you can design impact and movement without bloating the center image. Next, let's give it some attitude. Insert saturator, maybe drum bus as well, but keep it controlled. Saturator drive around 2 to 6 dB is a good starting point. Soft clip on if you want denser peaks. On drum bus, keep crunch low to moderate, maybe 5 to 20%, and use just enough drive to push the harmonics forward. The point is not to flatten the layer. The point is to make it feel harder. If it starts sounding too sample packy, don't just turn it up. Automate the drive or the filter movement. That usually sounds much more musical. And if you want thickness without killing the transient shape, try a parallel return with mild saturation and blend it underneath the dry hits. That can make the layer sound expensive without sounding overcooked. Now we add movement across the 8 bars, because that's where the drop starts feeling alive. Automate little things. Auto filter cutoff. Reverb only on a couple of fills. A tiny echo throw on the last hit before a switch. Slightly more saturator drive in the second half of the phrase. Maybe a small width lift on the fill bars. This is where advanced DNB often wins or loses. Tiny automation moves create life. Big obvious moves can feel generic. So think in phrase energy. Bars 1 to 4. Restrained. Dry. Focused. Bars 5 and 6. A bit more ghost detail. Maybe a few extra repeats. Bar 7. A short fill or a reversed slice. Bar 8. Either strip it back or create tension right before the switch. That phrasing makes the drop evolve instead of just loop. Now resample it. Once the layer is working, create a new audio track and record the output of your drum group or a selected return chain. Resampling is huge because it lets you commit to a sound, then chop it into something new. It also lets you process the recorded audio differently from the MIDI version. After you resample, you can warp it if needed, but keep it tight. Slice it back into drum rack. Reverse tiny pieces for uplifts into snare hits. Chop out one bar switch ups or half bar fills. This is one of the best ways to make the second half of a drop feel mutated, rather than repeated. And that brings us to arrangement. A really strong move is to use the Amen layer more heavily in bars 5 to 8, while keeping bars 1 to 4 more restrained. Let the listener settle into the groove first, then increase the complexity. If you want to get clever, strip the layer back for the intro or outro so the track remains DJ-friendly. You want weight and detail, but you also need space for mixing. Always check the layer in context. Solo can lie to you. Play it with the actual sub and drums. Use spectrum if you want to see where the energy sits, but trust your ears first. The sub should dominate below roughly 80 to 100 HC. The kick should keep its transient edge. The amen should live above the sub's core and help the drop feel more mobile. If the drop gets smaller when the amen comes in, don't just turn the layer down blindly. First, reduce the low-mid buildup. Then check timing. Then check mono. If needed, use a short sidechain compressor keyed from the kick or even the sub, so the percussion gets out of the way at the right moments. A good compressor starting point is a fast attack, maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Just enough gain reduction to preserve articulation. We want movement, not mush. A few pro tips here. Use velocity as groove control. In drum rack, make the ghost notes quieter than you think. Often the quiet notes are the ones that make the pattern feel human and dangerous. Trim the tails like a mix engineer. Long releases blur heavyweight drops. Keep the important rhythmic details near the center, and treat mono compatibility as a creative constraint, not a limitation. That's what makes the groove sound solid everywhere. Also, check the layer at low volume. If it still reads quietly, it's probably working. If it disappears unless the monitors are loud, it's probably too bright or too busy. For variation, try building three versions of the same amen system. A dry version for the main drop, a filtered version for tension or phrase endings, and a destroyed version, maybe resampled through saturation and reverb, for transitions. That gives you a lot of mileage without rewriting the whole track. You can also alternate the logic between bars. Make bars 1 and 3 more rigid, bars 2 and 4 more syncopated, or copy the same slice pattern to a second track, and shift it a few milliseconds early or late. That tiny offset can create a wider, unstable energy without adding more notes. And if you want a super effective finishing touch, build a micro family from one snare slice. Duplicate it into a clean version, a lower pitched version, and a filtered, clipped version. Alternate though so the groove feels like a living kit instead of a static loop. Here's the practical workflow challenge for this lesson. Build a three-state amen percussion system. State 1 is the foundation. Tight, minimal, just enough to reinforce the groove. State 2 is the intensified version. More ghost notes, a little more saturation, one automation move. State 3 is the transition state. A resampled fill, a reversed micro-edit, something that appears at phrase endings. Keep everything above roughly 120 HC, use no more than 6 slices, and make the layer feel stronger without raising the fader by more than 2 dB. Do a mono check. Do a low volume check. Then compare the drop with no amen layer, with the basic layer, And with a full three-state system, the goal is simple. The strongest version should feel more aggressive, more mobile, and more finished. Not just louder. Not just busier. Better. So remember the big idea here. Amen Science is about controlled percussion reinforcement. The sub stays clean. The percussion adds motion, authority, and tension. And when you do it right, the listener doesn't just hear the layer. They feel the whole drop get bigger. That's the magic.